But we'd like to sort of introduce the boys to you. We always like to do this every place we go, in case you wonder about some of the fellas, where they're from and so forth. We'll start with the boy who plays the fiddle with us. He's one of the newest members, and he's played with different artists for quite some time and does a wonderful job playing the old-time fiddle. Let's give a big hand to Benny Sims on the fiddle. Thank you, brother. And the boy with the rhythm guitar back behind me. He does a fine job of singing. He's from down in North Carolina, and we're glad to have him with us. I think you'll enjoy his singing. His name is Don McCann. Let's make Don welcome.
Thank you very much.
And the boy with the five-string banjo, we're real proud of him. He's been with us for quite some time now, down in Georgia and Alabama and over in Mississippi, where we're playing their TV programs now. And I think you'll enjoy what he has for you. Let's make welcome the one and only Alan Shelton. And, of course, the other here at the guitar, he's my big brother. I never say too much about him since he's a little bit bigger than I am. Anyway, he picks the guitar and sings tenor and tells me what to do. Let's make welcome Jim McReynolds right here.
Is that all?
You don't have to.
Well, I'm just fixing to introduce
you. You don't have to.
I was getting to that.
You don't have to.
I don't.
No, I was born and raised up here. Them people know me.
You reckon they do?
I know they do.
I didn't know that. Well, I wasn't.
I wasn't born exactly right in town, but about 4 miles outside of town.
Is that right?
Yeah. Used to be a creek that run down behind our house.
What's that?
A creek. Water.
Oh, yeah.
I used to go down there every Saturday and take a bath, whether needed or not. One Saturday, I was down there taking my bath, and this little gal come fasting off down there and sat down side of my britches.
She did.
I didn't know what I was going to do. It went to getting cold, and I said, young lady, don't you think you'd better be going home? She said, well, I reckon so. Picked up my britches, put them across her arm, and took off with them. I didn't know what I was going to do, and I stumped my toe on something.
Yeah.
Reached down, picked it up, and it was a great big dish pan somebody had thrown away.
Yeah.
I put it up in front of him and took out after her.
Did you catch her?
No, that gal is fast. Faster I'd run, the faster she'd run. When I slowed down, she slowed down. I said, young lady, you making me mad. You know what I think? She said, yeah, you think that dishpan's got a bottom in it, but it ain't.
Well, this fellow's from over in around Reidsville, North Carolina. Let's make him welcome. His name is Joe Binglehead.